Hi guys, this is Prachi. Welcome to another episode of my podcast. And if you have not yet done so, please hit the share and subscribe button so that you never miss another episode. So guys, I have had a request for my favorite podcasts for quite a while now. So today I just thought of doing a whole list. And also this episode is special for another reason. Spring has sprung. Yes, exactly. Well, if you know me well, you must be knowing that spring is my favorite season because I believe it is the only season that encompasses a range of moods, from the energetic and vibrant to the calm and contemplative. Being a podcaster myself, I believe podcasts with their diverse content cater to a spectrum of emotions and can be tailored to suit your mood on any given day. So listening to podcasts in spring, like particularly in spring season, can be a delightful and enriching experience for several reasons. This is my personal opinion. So today I'm sharing with all of you my essential list of the best podcasts. You can listen to all of them on Spotify. And well, whether you are going for a walk, enjoying a picnic, or simply lounging in a park, just use this master list to inspire you, teach you, and entertain you. So without any further ado, let's dive in. My list starts with the comedy podcast, Our Last Week. Well, Our Last Week with Anubhav Pal and Kunal Roy Kapoor, I must say it is one of the best podcasts I have ever come across. It offers a delightful blend of humor and insightful commentary on the coincidences of modern life. Well, this duo post episodes ranging from 20 to 40 minutes on Spotify every week, discussing, well, their last week. And I think Pal and Kunal's breezy dynamic makes the listeners feel like they are really a part of an ongoing conversation with friends they have known for a while. I believe the duo's chemistry is evident in the seamless banter that characterizes each episode. With a unique blend of wit and wisdom, they divide current events, societal trends, and personal stories, providing listeners with a refreshing and entertaining perspective. I would certainly suggest all of you to tune into this gold listen, knowing it amuses people with any and all interests, or better yet, people without any. I have grown very close to the podcast, listening to it regularly each week, having them address the audience too. In fact, our last week helped me figure out my interests and dislikes as a listener, I must say. Another great feature of this podcast is that they have managed to make the platform interactive. They basically urge their listeners to mail them their own conundrums and then addressing them by giving quite the unusual but undoubtedly impeccable advice. They recently even did listener special episodes dedicating the entire time to the conundrums they were mailed. So you see, our last week is certainly a fun way to break away from all the bearing down news and take it all in a lighter vein, making it easier to deal with everything that has been going on in the world lately. Number 2, The Mindset Mentor. Well, The Mindset Mentor podcast is hosted by Rob Dial. And it stands out as a transformative powerhouse in the realm of personal development and mindset mastery. With a captivating mix of motivational insights and actionable strategies, Dial empowers listeners to unlock their full potential and cultivate a positive mindset. His dynamic storytelling and relatable stories create a connection with the audience, making complex concepts accessible and applicable to everyday life. Well, I think Rob does a great job of giving ideas on how to shift your mindset. And I have been listening to this podcast on my daily commute and it has definitely shifted how I want to manage life now. Number 3, The Business of Fashion. The Business of Fashion podcast is a flagship production of the esteemed media platform and is a must-listen for anyone aspiring to navigate the dynamic world of fashion commerce. Hosted by industry insiders, this podcast offers a comprehensive exploration of the latest trends, business strategies, and emerging technologies shaping the global fashion landscape. Listeners can expect a wealth of knowledge on topics ranging from sustainable practices and retail evolution to the intersection of technology and fashion. For those seeking a complete understanding of the business side of fashion, I think this podcast is an indispensable guide, guys. Number 4, how I masaba. Now again, this is one of the gold lesson, I believe, because you know, this podcast is very close to my heart. This podcast features famous fashion designer Masaba Gupta, and actually it is a captivating exploration of her personal and professional journey in the fashion industry. This podcast provides a rare and intimate glimpse into the life of the trailblazing designer, offering valuable insights into her creative process, challenges faced, and the evolution of her eponymous brand. Masaba's storytelling ability, combined with her candid discussions on topics such as fashion, business, design aesthetics, and the intersection of identity and style, make this podcast one of my favorites and a compelling listen for everyone who loves fashion, of course. Number 5, it is last but not the least, it is hosted by Doug Stevenson, which is called Storytelling That Sticks for Business and Life. Now, this podcast is a gem in the realm of narrative craftsmanship. Trust me, it effortlessly weaves together the art and science of storytelling, providing a wealth of insights for both business professionals and individuals seeking to enhance their personal narratives. Stevenson delves into the power of storytelling in business communication, brand building, and leadership, offering practical tips for crafting narratives that leave a lasting impression. For anyone and everyone seeking to elevate their communication skills and harness the true potential of storytelling, this podcast is an invaluable resource. Well, I think listening to podcast complements this season's positive energy and themes of growth and renewal. It is an adaptable and enjoyable way to stay entertained, informed, and connected to the spirit of the season while engaging in various springtime activities. So this is the list. These are my favorite springtime podcasts, and I hope you liked it. But what are your favorite podcasts to listen to this season? Let me know. So guys, this is it for today's episode. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Closet 2 Curtains. Let me know what you thought about this episode. Leave your feedback, comments, send me a voice message. I would be so happy to hear from you. You can message me, find me on Facebook, follow me on Insta, send me a mail. You got it, right? So see you very soon with the next episode. Till then, sending you lots of love. Bye.